Monday, February 9th. The first reading from 1 Kings chapter 8 verses 1 through 7 and 9 through 13. The elders of Israel and all the leaders of the tribes, the princes and the ancestral houses of the children of Israel, came to King Solomon in Jerusalem to bring up the Ark of the Lord's Covenant from the city of David, which is Zion. All the people of Israel assembled before King Solomon during the festival in the month of Ethanim, the seventh month. When all the elders of Israel had arrived, the priests took up the Ark. They carried the Ark of the Lord and the meeting tent with all the sacred vessels that were in the tent. The priests and Levites carried them. King Solomon and the entire community of Israel present for the occasion sacrificed before the Ark sheep and oxen, too many to number or count. The priests brought the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to its place beneath the wings of the cherubim in the sanctuary, the Holy of Holies of the temple. The cherubim had their wings spread out over the place of the Ark, sheltering the Ark and its poles from above. There was nothing in the Ark but the two stone tablets which Moses had put there at Horeb, when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel at their departure from the land of Egypt. When the priests left the holy place, the cloud filled the temple of the Lord, so that the priests could no longer minister because of the cloud, since the Lord's glory had filled the temple of the Lord. Then Solomon said, "The Lord intends to dwell in the dark cloud. I have truly built you a princely house, a dwelling where you may abide forever." Haydock Commentary. They brought the Ark from the city of David along with the tabernacle which had been made for it in the palace. They also brought the Mosaic tabernacle from Gibeon. Jeremiah was authorized to take the Ark, the tabernacle, and the altar of incense in order to prevent their falling into the hands of Chaldeans. He placed them in a cave where they have never perhaps been discovered. See 2 Maccabees 2:4. The wings of the cherubim formed a sort of throne, with their wings extended, from one side of the building to the other, 20 cubits long. There was nothing but the tablets of the law within the ark, but on the outside of the ark, or near the ark, were also the rod of Aaron and a golden urn with manna. See Hebrews 9:4. These might have been in the ark while it was not fixed, but after the temple was built, all but the tablets were placed in the treasury, where we find the book of the law was discovered under Joash. See Deuteronomy 31:26 and 2 Chronicles 34:14. Others think that in the days of St. Paul, the rod and the manna might have been reposited in the ark, though they had not been admitted at the time when this book was written. But we have no assurance that the ark was ever placed in the Second Temple, and Josephus informs us that when the Romans destroyed the temple, there was nothing at all in the sanctuary. The Gospel from Mark chapter 6, verses 53 through 56. After making the crossing to the other side of the sea, Jesus and his disciples came to land at Gennesaret and tied up there. As they were leaving the boat, people immediately recognized him. They scurried about the surrounding country and began to bring in the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. Whatever villages or towns or countryside he entered, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch only the tassel of his cloak. And as many as touched it were healed. Haydock Commentary. Many came to Christ to beg to be cured of their corporal infirmities. We do not read of a single one here who came to be delivered from spiritual sickness. But our blessed Lord, nevertheless, bearing with their imperfection, condescends to heal them, that he might thence take occasion of exciting their faith and preparing them for their spiritual cure. It is much to be regretted that the conduct of Christians at the present day is not more reasonable than that of the Jews here mentioned. If the Almighty did not have the power or will of dispensing goods and evils, how small would be the number of those who would ever retire to the temple to present their petition to him? Our Savior asked not if they believed, as he did on other occasions. They had given him sufficient proof by bringing their sick from distant parts. So says St. John Chrysostom.